Well, Brad, we look what's happening market-wise, and I do have to chuckle because you did tell folks last week, you know, get ready, sell some grain once those planters get going. There's going to be no holding back except for maybe a little bit of a spring rain maybe, and we're getting kind of a combination of everything. They need to listen to you a little bit more.
Yeah, well, it's very kind of you, you know, to do that for me, Susan, because, you know, bad news beats you home. There's an old saying here, you know, when you're wrong, nobody forgets, and when you're right, nobody remembers, but... I think last week we talked about, it was probably worth visiting it again, you know, to talk about, you know, there's a strong seasonality to get a little to get a little rally on the grains as you approach planting time. You know, and if you are as, you know, a big a dinosaur as I am, those seasonal highs used to say, well, you know, the first 2 weeks of May, and then it was the first of May, and now it's, you know, getting more toward the second or third week of April where those seasonal highs are coming in a little closer. And, of course, that's probably typical because we've moved our planting season up, too. But, you know, I think the more spring-like weather, you know, we happen to, right where I am, it isn't real wet. In fact, we wish it would rain. But there's a lot of areas in the Corn Belt that's picked up some rain. In fact, I was all across Iowa here the last few days, and there's a lot of areas there's, I mean, you have water standing in the ditches when you get to central and eastern Iowa. But more spring-like weather, a little bit of encouragement from the standpoint of some rain, and you got a corn, the bean chart probably not real vulnerable here. You know, don't forget beans rallied 50 cents last week, so you know a down day isn't going to change the technicals really a lot. The corn charts are getting in some trouble here, that's going to give you more technical selling, and of course the funds are involved in the long side of the grains, so you know I would be on the ball here. You know, sell rallies, sell bounces, get some stuff done on the grain side here, in my opinion.
What about for these soybeans? I mean, they continue to deal with talk of maybe more Chinese buyers defaulting on purchases.
To me, the beans are tough. The way I look at the news, this Chinese situation is of real concern, at least to me and to many other analysts. This defaulting is even a little more severe sounding to me than just this, you know, passing on these cargoes, or basically they're too high, we don't want them here. But this inability seeming to finance or pay for is a little more disturbing. Some of these are coming out of South America, of course. Some of these also are coming out of ours. You know, on top of that, this, you know, us getting, us being the United States, getting some beans from Brazil is a little weird as well. So I really think the funds have had this market, you know, strongly in an uptrend. They have created an awful lot of the updraft in the market. This thing could get a little dicey if these funds decide it's time to come out. So I don't want to be the, you know, grouchy Gus here on the grain side, but I do want people to be thinking about getting some stuff done. Over here, we're pretty aggressive to the hedge side. Here's what we're doing.